It's Team Awesome Morning Party. Starring the splendiferously sensational Steve-O. The magnificently marvelous Mateo.
Is that girl a boy too?
And Mitch.
Let's get the show going, audience!
Wednesday.
Wednesday.
One of our favorite days of the week.
Yep.
Why, you ask?
Oh, I don't know.
Little thing called Comics Corner coming up on the show today.
It's comic book day, people. This is when the comic books come out.
Yeah. We've got a whole new comic segment. We'll dive into that in the 8 o'clock hour, and it's going to be fantastic.
This week, we're going to try to be a little bit more not so scatterbrained. Last week, we're like, we're talking about everything.
So, okay. It was fun. We covered a lot of ground in about 30 seconds because we just nerded out so deeply that we couldn't have a normal train of thought. We were just so amped that we had a new segment on the morning show.
We had a whole train park of thought.
Yeah.
There were 14 trains. They were all going different directions at different speeds. Nobody knew when they had left the station. Nobody could solve the math problem.
Yeah, that's coming up. We'll be talking about all the new comics that are out this week, as well as things in the comic book world, news.
And lore.
And here's some good stuff. None spoilers.
None spoilers.
Spoiler free.
Spoiler free.
We don't like spoilers.
Spoiler free Sunday.
I don't like spoilers. You like spoilers. You read spoilers.
I will read spoilers and not care about them, or more than likely forget about them, and then later be like, oh yeah.
Yeah.
But it has hurt me before.
Now for the 40% of our audience who has never heard that term, spoiler.
Spoiler is when someone... Okay, let's give an example. Everybody has this friend. Everybody has that one friend that goes to see a movie. And you're like, oh, how was it? And they'll be like, oh, man, it was great. It was so funny. Until so-and-so died, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And then you realize, you put it together in your mind that that person they just said died... was one of the main characters.
Yep.
And that probably didn't happen until the end of the movie.
Yep.
That person is a bad friend and a spoiler.
I was working at Blockbuster Video. That's right. I worked at Blockbuster Video.
What?
And I remember somebody talking about this brand new movie that had just come out this weekend and how it was incredible. And, dude, you don't even understand. And Brad Pitt was amazing. Ed Norton, these guys are awesome, da-da-da. But, dude, it was, like, crazy because it turns out that Brad Pitt was Ed Norton, right? And it was, like, his subconscious, like, crazy, da-da-da. And I said, I'm sorry, did you just ruin this movie that I was just talking about wanting to see? Totally ruined it. And guess what? Hate that movie.
No.
Went and saw it, and everybody else is like, oh, dude, Fight Club. And so hated it. And probably mostly because the ending of the movie was ruined, so I went in absolutely knowing the ending. That's called a spoiler. People ruin things.
What's funny about that movie is, I guess when I saw it, I didn't even really care about that giant twist. I was like, oh, that makes sense.
I just wasn't a fan of the movie. I'm sorry.
What did happen? Okay, check this out.
Jared Leto.
If you haven't... Hey. Sorry. He's a great-looking dude.
He was in that movie. It just reminded me.
I wanted to destroy something beautiful. Sixth Sense.
Ugh.
Okay, known for its huge twist.
Yes!
Ending. So we are sitting in the theater watching that movie, and my buddy, who has never seen it, leans over and says, I bet this and this. I bet so-and-so is actually so-and-so. He guessed.
No!
He guessed it, and he had never seen it. Nice. And we were about 10 minutes into the movie. Seriously. He guessed it.
And he told you?
And that was the biggest, like, well, until that point, you
know. Right.
I mean, that's when M. Night Salad
was
like,
no.
Whoa! Everybody said, that was the best twist of the 90s, or whenever it came out. And then it was, you know, I was like, I can't believe you guessed that.
Yeah.
How did you do it? And he's like, oh, no, it just seemed like that's what was going to happen.
So, all of that to say.
Yeah, spoilers will not be occurring in the Comic Corner place.
Yes. So what will be occurring is a review of New Avengers number 9.
New Avengers number 9. Also, Justice League number 23.
Yes.
So we're going to do Marvel. We're going to do DC. We're not going to do Image, James.
Oh, man.
I don't know if you're listening, James.
But only because Invincible or Invincible Universe didn't come out this week.
Sure.
And if Invincible Universe came out this week, they didn't put it in my box, which makes me kind of sad.
Well, that's what happens.
Your buddy James likes Image Comics?
Dude.
I like your buddy James.
We used to make fun of James so much at work.
What?
Because he liked Image Comics.
I love Image Comics.
Why?
Ow. Kirkman. Robert Kirkman.
Robert Kirkman.
Oh, he writes The Walking Dead.
Okay.
He writes Invincible.
All right, I'll give you Walking Dead.
He wrote The Astounding Wolfman. He wrote, yes.
I guess I'm just still, Image to me is still like, it's still Spawn, it's still Savage Dragon,
yeah.
Wildcat.
Yeah. You're naming some great comics right now.
I know, but I just, that's when I was coming into the game, and for me it was like, Image Comics is, I'm just a Christian little boy. I need to stick with Spider-Man. Those seem like they might have adult themes. The one guy, is he a demon that's trying to be good? What's going on? I think God might be mad at me if I read that comic. I'm not going to read it.
Speaking of having an understanding of scripture and who God is, Shock Therapy Live coming up at 9 o'clock.
I had a really good grasp of that when I was like 14. Younger than that, when I was like 12, I didn't at all.
We already have 3 crazy awesome questions.
Really?
Yes.
Oh.
3 great, great emails already came in for Shock Therapy Live. If you don't know what Shock Therapy Live is, it is a one-hour call-in show centered around you, your thoughts, your ideas, your questions, maybe something going on in your life you need clarity on. Maybe you don't know how to handle a situation. Maybe you're just tired. Maybe you're fed up. Maybe you've been arguing with a friend about something, and you'd like somebody other than Google to squash the argument.
Google.
You can give us a call in the 9 o'clock hour. Pastor Nate Heitzig will be in with us to hang out. And yeah, we already have 3 fantastic questions.
Awesome.
They're pretty deep. They're pretty big life questions. So
good. I'm already nervous. I get nervous before that show every day. Now it's like, awesome. I'm going to go sit in that room.
Yeah.
And Mitch is going to show me how to do phone stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to be like switchboard guy.
There you go.
Yes, you're calling for who? Okay.
That'll be pretty great. That's coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. 6:45, of course, we have birthdays. You can get your birthday shout-out in right now. studio@mystaticradio.com. That's our email address. We get it right here in the studio.
Yes.
So you can email us about birthdays. You can also email us about a request. You can email us a random question of the day because we'll use it.
Yep.
Thoughts, ideas about life.
This is Jeff Schneewise on Static Radio.
Turn on the news.
I have a little news flash.
We interrupt for this breaking news.
And now, the breaking news with me, Mateo, before it breaks you.
Which makes sense.
It's getting worse every day. Steve-O.
Yeah.
We are about to be living in the future.
What?
Nissan says they'll be selling robot cars in 2020. This is pretty exciting, like Minority Report style. Do you sometimes wish your lazy car would just drive itself?
Get a
job, car. Well, that future is looking closer than ever today after Nissan announced plans to, in the words of one executive, bring multiple affordable, energy-efficient, fully autonomous driving vehicles to market by 2020. The scariest thing about that is that's like 7 years away.
That means we're going to have cars that drive themselves in 7 years?
That is awesome.
That is awesome.
The automaker will build a special course on which to test automated vehicles next year. Nissan believes it can deliver the technology at realistic prices. Nissan's luxury Q50 sedan already has a system that can keep a car in its lane on the highway. I didn't know that. And has shown off a Leaf that can park itself. That would help you out. Google, too, is working on self-driving vehicles, and several states are already preparing laws governing them.
Wow.
It's getting into the law business.
I could have finished all my comic books on the way to work this morning because the car would have driven us here.
Oh, man. That would greatly enhance touring for bands.
Yeah. Huh? Man,
then you just have a bunch of lazy bands out there.
Lazy bands? Well, no, I feel like there still should be an awake operator.
maybe not.
Yeah.
I think I just spilled coffee on myself. All right. Taste test, speaking of coffee.
Yeah.
That was funny that really did just happen. Starbucks coffee tastes the same as
Circle K.
Walmart coffee. According to a recent blind taste test, Starbucks coffee is just as good as Walmart coffee. The blind taste test was conducted at Consumer Reports. And speaking of Starbucks, check this out. And I wanted to say this because I know at one point you worked at Starbucks.
I did.
All right, check this out. Starbucks fired a Seattle employee for eating discarded food. A guy named Colson Lottman said he made $9.94 per hour. Hey, dude, don't give out how much you get paid. At the company and found his hours decreasing. To make ends meet, he began receiving food stamps. And on the day for which he was fired, he hadn't eaten all day and was on a 7-hour shift. A coworker reportedly marked the sandwiches as past their acceptable due date. So Lottman didn't see the harm in taking one since they were going to be thrown out anyway.
Right.
The 21-year-old's manager heard about the incident, sat him down 1 week later to drop the unwelcome news. According to Lottman, he was told what he did was considered stealing. A company representative later said that it is a violation of our policy to consume marked out products. We do not want our partners to consume potentially spoiled products and get sick. Sounds like somebody had to do a little, what's it called?
Man, when I worked there,
yeah,
there's like plenty of food. Wow. When I worked there was like food that they would take to like rescue missions and places because after a certain amount of hours, yeah, I wanted to read it. After a certain amount of hours,
yeah,
you can't serve that blueberry muffin anymore because it's probably, you know, old and they want it to be fresh or something like that. So they would stamp them all, and then usually like somebody from like a Noonday or Albuquerque Rescue Mission would come and they would get all the, like, you know,
right,
old stuff. So they didn't throw anything away when I worked there at the one. Oh, this was at the one specifically that I worked at, though. So,
well, this sounds
that's
like
unreal.
Sounds like Seattle says, hey, well, it sounds to me like they were like playing a little catch up or something. They're like, oh, because the dude was like, no, that's against policy to do this. And then 1 week later, they're like, no, we just don't want our employees to get sick.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever, Starbucks.
We care for our employees, which is why we fired him, and he is now,
right,
well, jobless and doesn't
Starbucks, more like Starbunks. Hey, you know what would make you feel better?
What?
Because I know that one of your favorite, well, your favorite football team.
Uh-huh.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Absolutely.
Now, are they a great team?
In my mind and heart,
yeah,
they
but
are.
In reality.
No, they won 6 games last year.
Let me tell you something. For your health, you need to dump that lousy NFL team.
What?
Is your weight getting out of control, Steve-O?
Steve-O,
intervention. Blame the NFL. Science tells us that fans of lousy NFL teams are fatter than fans,
man,
of winning teams. Straight up.
Straight up.
Are you thinking what I'm thinking? I'm thinking too. You need to change teams.
No!
A study in psychological science concluded that fans of winning teams eat healthier the day after your team wins. You're like, my team won yesterday. I believe I will have this vegetarian panini. As opposed to this extra large Domino's pizza.
Yeah.
Let's see, where was I? Oh, yeah. Fans of losing teams eat more saturated fats and sugars, pizza, Diet Coke. Why? Because winning makes you feel in control, while losing makes you feel an identity threat, which leads to eating.
Wow.
Skinny fat, Steve-O.
Yep.
Skinny fat.
So I can blame the Tampa Bay Buccaneers for my skinny fat.
Maybe we can. Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
What if we filed a lawsuit against Tampa Bay? We got millions of dollars, and we blamed it on them sucking, and then you eating tons of pizza,
yeah,
and then you're making me eat pizza, and I'm like, yeah, but I don't want to eat pizza. He's force-feeding me pizza. And then we get so much money.
Last year, my 7-year-old, who is a Cowboys fan,
yes,
he called my team the Suckaneers.
Oh, wow.
He's a clever 7-year-old, but
Luke said that.
I ate so many donuts after that.
Good job, Luke.
Fell into a sugar coma.
Luke, you nailed it. You went to the Done Zone.
My 7-year-old coined that.
You gotta
It's not the first person in history that has said that. But
look,
yeah.
You got to be careful when you go to the Done Zone because you'll get the sweats.
Yeah.
You'll get dizzy.
Yeah.
And then sugar coma.
It is because of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who I'm hoping will have a better season. However, last night we had our fantasy football draft, and I had the 4th pick in the draft, and my boy Doug, he was available.
Doug Martin.
The muscle hamster, Doug Martin.
Yeah. You didn't get him.
I did not draft him.
All right.
Because I couldn't go with my heart.
Give me some breaking news music.
Breaking news. Final story?
No. So we're talking. I got a couple more. We're talking about how your lousy NFL team is making you unhealthy.
Right.
Potentially shortening your life.
Uh-huh.
Let's talk about what could extend your life.
Oh, good.
Do you feel like you're heading for an early grave?
I do, because I follow the Buccaneers.
Do you know what you should do?
Huh.
Start volunteering.
Oh, okay.
Researchers have stumbled upon a very interesting little tidbit. Volunteering can extend your life. It turns out that helping others by serving food, building a house, or reading to the blind can reduce early mortality by 22% compared to those who don't volunteer. Why? Volunteering makes you feel good. It holds off depression and gives you increased life satisfaction. What do you know?
Yep.
You treat others the way you want to be treated, and it works out.
Yep.
Interesting.
ABQRescue.org for information on the Albuquerque Rescue Mission if you'd like to volunteer somewhere and feel better.
We also have, what is it, the Aspen Project, Project Zoa. There's tons of good...
Joy Junction, Noonday Ministries here. Yeah.
Tons of great opportunities for you to get involved if you would like to volunteer.
Yeah, absolutely.
You can email us at, what's our email?
studio@mystaticradio.com.
Yeah, if you want more information about any of that, shoot us an email. This is something really cool. Official Lego iPhone case is available.
What?
Yes. If you love Lego as much as you love your iPhone, then you'll be pleased to know that Belkin has released the first officially licensed and fully functional Lego Builder case that is a certified Lego brick. I'm interested in
this. This is the worst idea in the universe. Here's why.
Why?
My son, Brody,
yeah?
already wants to eat my iPhone. If I shine it up with a Lego-looking case...
He will be like, Duplo!
He will eat it. He already constantly wants to put the phone in his mouth. That's what he does. That's who he is. He's a baby.
That's who he is, man. That's
the
his
last
spirit animal.
Thing I
his baby.
Last thing I want to do is dress it up like a toy so that he will want doubly more so to eat my iPhone.
Why do babies just want to eat toys?
They just want to eat everything. They just want to stick everything in their mouth.
They're like, oh, I like that. Eat it.
I am constantly getting after the other two, as you know, saying, Jack, Luke,
quit playing video games!
No, I was going to say, pick up your Legos!
Oh, yeah.
Because Brody's going to eat these. Get all these toys that are on the floor.
Oh.
Your 9-month-old brother is going to eat these.
And he's working it out. He's been just rolling across the floor with a knife trying to come at me. But now he has started, like, legitimately army crawling.
He's got the army crawl down!
I'm going to look over.
Yeah.
One morning, and he's going to be crawling towards me. He's going to be strapped. He's going to have a gun on his back. He's going to have a knife in one hand and a Lego in the other.
Oh, he's going to have the knife, like, in between his four teeth.
And he's going to be eating the Lego. Going, making his way towards me.
Oh. He's a scary baby. I love him so much.
You know what's going to be really scary?
Huh?
When your kids start driving.
Oh, man, why? Why? Why?
And this is the last bit of news I wanted to share. The way that you're going to keep them from being poor drivers is you are going to make them listen to dental office music.
Wait, what?
And it's funny because when I went to the dentist with you the other day, this really is the music they were playing.
Right.
A new study has found that teenagers can drive well as long as they are forced to listen to dental office music, which would be like soft rock and light jazz. Researchers
this is beautiful.
At a university in Israel have found that 98% of teens commit more driving errors while listening to their favorite music. Oh my gosh. I could parallel park right now. Straight up. 3-point turn, parallel park. Midday traffic at Knob Hill. Straight up. I got this. Oh my gosh.
Why didn't we do this for karaoke?
Chase them anywhere. There's time to spare.
Yeah.
Time to spare.
I feel like that's what I listen to in the car with you anyways. So I guess my driving skills are improved thanks to you, because we listen to this music all the time.
Yeah.
Phil Collins,
hey,
we got this.
You're welcome. Also, the study did not listen to static radio in the morning, but if they would have, they would know that people drive better then, because we're making all the mistakes here, and it would be impossible in this universe for the drivers to make mistakes. So you should listen to us while you're driving.
Yep. Unless, of course, we cause you to laugh so uncontrollably that you veer off the road.
Which has happened.
Yes, there have been cases, however minor, so just FYI, listen at your own risk.
Game, set, match.
Boom! We gotta take a quick peek at traffic.
Game over.
Being that it's 6:45.
End of game.
Beautiful breaking news this morning, my friend. You ready to hit the world with traffic?
Oh, my goodness. Speaking of parallel parking and driving, let's see how it's helpful. I just realized how hard it is to talk over that thing.
Yeah, sorry.
It's like, man, I'm going. Speaking of, wait, wait, okay.
It's a bumper. You're not
right now,
to talk over.
Everybody is listening to us because there are no accidents.
Or Peebo Bryson.
Whatever that is.
That's who sang the song we just did.
Peebo Bryson.
Right?
Oh, gosh. I just thought about Celine. Okay. We have the road construction. Roadway reduced to one lane. Unser at I-40. A little bit of congestion over there in Paseo, but everything else is looking pretty green.
There you go. Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. They open up at 7 a.m. Grab a muffin. I'm going to grab a muffin this morning.
Are you going to?
The new pumpkin bread muffin that they've been making.
They have some muffin over there, like a wheat something. I might go get that.
Oh, the cranberry wheat?
Dude, something.
Have you not tried that one yet?
Yeah.
It's pretty great. Hey, don't eat it if you're about to be stuck in traffic for an hour.
It will force you.
Yeah. Yeah.
To
an early pulling over.
Early termination.
Yes.
Early termination of recent.
Yes. Exactly.
Digestive.
In other news.
Goods?
It's 6:45.
What does that mean?
It's time for birthdays!
Booyow.
Morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
Steve Arnam.
Hey, it's the 240th day of 2013. Only 125 days remaining.
Yes.
You realize within a month, we'll be saying less than 100 days to the end of the year.
What does it all mean?
It means that 2014 is about to be here.
Okay, now, fair warning, unless we want to be doing birthdays at 8 o'clock this morning, we got to stay on task.
Let's do it.
We've got something to get through.
Stay on target.
Let's do it.
You guys ready?
On target.
All right, let's jump right into this.
I love Marvel Comics. Wait.
Burn, burn, burn. Okay.
You're ruining it. No idea. Lost. Not lost. Not
Charmin.
From The Spy Who Loves Me.
Oh, Spy Who Loves Carly Simon.
From The Spy Who Loves Me.
Yeah.
Ringo Starr's wife.
Oh. No idea.
Barbara Bach.
Barbara Starbar.
Barbara Bach celebrating
Bach.
A birthday today.
All right.
She is 67.
69.
67.
Oh!
Let's go to the next one.
Yeah, you just want to move on?
Sorry, I don't have that.
We're not into celebrating. We're better than that.
Okay.
Yeah, never mind.
From City Slickers.
Oh, that was such a good movie.
Home Alone and
the tall dude, I know his name.
Oh, Daniel Stern?
Yes, something Stern, right?
Yeah, Daniel Stern, who actually was the narrator for The Wonder Years.
Yes! Boom.
It's the Sticky Bandits.
Yeah. How old is Daniel Stern?
57.
58.
56.
Oh, man, we are on it today!
You guys, you're doing actually really good. I'm kind of surprised.
Whew.
It's because we're moving and grooving.
The British. It's the British's birthday. Happy birthday, the United Kingdom.
Golf.
It's
tennis.
The Olympics.
Olympic gold medalist for figure skating.
Oh my gosh, Nancy Kerrigan.
It's a guy.
Dominique Muciani.
Little short guy.
Bryan Cranston.
Scott Hamilton.
Scott Hamilton.
Scott Hamilton.
Scott Hamilton.
He's 47.
52.
He is 55.
Oh, man.
55.
That dude can skate. Stay on target. Stay on target. On target.
All right.
Target has great deal.
Oh, you gotta love John Williams.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
All right. I actually lost my place here, but
stay
I found
on target.
It. I found it. I found it. All right.
We looked at each other. Oh, Jack Black.
Jack Black's birthday today.
Booyah!
From Tropic Thunder, Nacho Libre, School of Rock.
And Tenacious D.
So happened to be, it was the best song in the world. It was the best song in the world.
We saw this last weekend at karaoke.
All right, let's see. I think Jack Black is 37.
Ooh, I was going to say 40. I'm going to stick with 40.
44.
Ah!
From the Colbys, and before that, from Dynasty.
Dynasty!
You know, I almost said Dallas, but I was thinking of Dynasty.
Emma Sams.
Okay, she's going to be old. 68.
59.
53.
Ah!
53. You guys are doing pretty good, though.
Dynasty! Oh, y'all! my past.
Really?
No.
Yeah, this is the song that plays in his head when he thinks back and reflects.
I do, I'm thinking of just in time. Nope, this is not that song. No, this is about California. New boss by
8 a.m. Yeah.
From Scrubs.
Zach Braff?
Dang it, that's what I was going to say. Zach Braff. Who's the other guy?
He played Dr. Bob. Dr. Bob Kelso.
Oh, oh Kelso. Oh,
his name's Ken Jenkins.
Okay. Oh, yeah. He is 67.
71.
You were closer. He's 73.
Superman. He's a really old guy, right? The old intimidating rock guy.
Yeah. Kelso.
Yeah.
Gosh, this show is so fantastic.
Lord of the Rings!
Oh, it's a fabulous morning there, Frodo. Is it Samwise Gamgee's birthday?
You shall not pass!
Is it Ian, whatever his name is?
Ian McKellen?
Nope.
Is it
Elijah Wood?
Nope.
Dominic Monaghan's, or Dominic, what's his name?
Orlando Bloom?
Billy Boyd.
Billy Boyd's birthday.
Who is he?
He plays Pippin.
He plays Pippin. Yeah. Gosh, dude. Can I just say?
Hey, he's just a toque. Leave him alone.
Oh man. These movies are so good.
I'm stoked about The Hobbit. None of the other House of Heroes guys like The Hobbit.
Who are they?
They are. I don't know.
Benedict Cumberbatch is going to be in the next
House
movie.
House of Zeros.
He's going to be Smaug.
You hear that, Tim?
He says Smaug.
Oh, I said House of Zeros.
Hey.
House of Zeros.
Billy Boyd.
Tim.
Stay on task. Billy Boyd's birthday.
Speaking of staying on task, last night we had our fantasy football.
No.
He is 34.
32.
45.
Whoa. What?
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. Oh, snap. Luke Perry, Shannon Doherty.
Is this 90210?
Jason Priestley.
Jason Priestley.
Yeah, Jason!
Celebrating a birthday.
Love you, Brandon! I mean, what? I've never seen this show.
You watch it every day.
Stop
I saw the TiVo. All of the seasons are
Stop
recorded.
Stop ruining my secrets.
He watches it every day. Soap Opera Network.
Brandon, you are way cooler than Dylan. I don't care what anybody says. Brandon was like the dude, you know? Luke Perry was like the cool one, but he like dabbled in drugs and stupidity.
Yeah.
How old is Jason?
Jason Priestley is...
41.
Oh, no. No. I'm going to say 48.
44.
Oh, you were closer.
Not only was he a tough cop in a 70s cop drama.
Yeah.
He also had songs hitting the charts like this one. Don't give up on us, baby. Didn't sound so tough there.
Tom Selleck.
He played Detective Ken Hutch.
Oh.
Short for Hutchinson.
Starsky
on Starsky and Hutch.
Nice.
David Soul.
David Soul. And he has it.
Listen to that soul. Easy soul.
This is the dentist office music.
Yes, it is. Gosh, it really right is. Now.
Which weird. Is weird, because when you watch Starsky and Hutch, you don't think about being a better
here's,
driver.
Here's Starsky and Hutch. Here you go.
Yeah. Django Buggy. No, wrong song.
Yep. Okay. How old do we think he is?
He is 62.
I say 58.
70.
Whoa.
He's 70.
This show was out in the 70s.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, man.
Wow, go Teo!
Oh.
Anyone?
Is this Leanne Rimes?
Leanne Rimes celebrating her birthday today.
Oh, key change, can't do it.
How do I live without you?
I've never heard this song.
It says actress. What did she act in?
Ironically enough, this was written for her first husband. Too soon? Too soon?
How old is Leanne?
36.
33.
31. Oh, gosh.
How much have you accomplished, Steve-O?
Oh, yeah. Wayne Osmond is celebrating a birthday today.
Great song.
Wayne Osmond.
Is that the dad?
No, it's one of the brothers.
There's
one of the
brothers.
20 of those brothers.
Donnie's older brother.
How are we supposed to know?
Oh, gosh. Hurry and guess. 60.
71.
62.
Ow! Man, I'm close.
Ooh. Dun. Boom, boom, boom. Steve Perry?
No.
Is this one of the members of Acapella?
It's one of the members of Glee.
Oh,
turn it off. What are we talking about? Joey Belville saw them this week, bro.
Really?
Yes, and he said it was in, not Glee, Journey.
Oh.
Journey was here this week.
I don't want to be insensitive.
Our dear friend, the old man, came through and got tickets for him.
Samuel Larson.
From Glee?
Is celebrating a birthday.
27. Oh, gosh, hurry and guess.
28.
22.
22, get out of there.
Wow, there's a lot of birthdays today. The Lone Ranger.
Bugs Bunny.
What is this? What was this from? This is from something. I swear it's the Lone Ranger. Or a commercial. The Bounty. It's Bounty's birthday. I just see all these, like...
This actor played the Winklevoss twins in The Social Network.
Oh, Armie Hammer.
Armie Hammer.
I was right!
You were right.
It was the Lone Ranger!
Yeah.
Man! Making me second-guess me. Nobody makes me second-guess me.
He just did.
He was supposed to play Batman.
Yeah, he was, actually.
In Justice League Mortal, which never got off the ground.
He's 32.
No. 31.
27.
27. Oh, gosh,
27.
I gotta lie down.
27.
Man, that...
What have you done? Cool stuff.
Okay, we are to dates.
Nice.
Okay.
On this date, in what year did the first radio commercial air on station WEAF in New York City? It was a 10-minute advertisement for the Queensboro Realty Company, which paid
$100. Uh-oh. 1927.
Advertisements. If I'm to believe Mad Men...
Oh, yes.
No, but they had advertisements in the 40s because Christmas Story took place in the 40s and he was listening to Little Orphan Annie and Ovaltine had an advertisement.
Gosh, you are
so
weird.
I
still say 27. I don't care.
1918.
1922. You guys did pretty good.
Oh, man.
Did
right
pretty
there,
good.
Buddy.
So on this date...
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
In what year
Did
a divorce decree ending the 15-year marriage... of Princess or of Britain's Prince Charles and Princess Diane.
Aww.
The divorce decree was issued on this date in what year?
This happened while I was alive.
I won't let go anymore.
1989.
1992.
1996.
So much fun.
We need to be more familiar with our British history.
So today...
Oh! Hey!
Today is race your mouse around the icons day.
Oh, yes!
Whether you're procrastinating, playing board, or it's actually one of your favorite sporting activities, this is your day to go crazy with your cursor.
I'm doing it.
Are you doing it?
Man, yes, this is hilarious.
Watch me, Steve-O. Google Chrome! Internet Explorer! Wow. Cycle Band!
It's also Cherry Turnovers Day.
Ooh, I had a cherry pie last night at 10 p.m.
You did.
I immediately regretted my decision.
It's because you like the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
It is. Gosh. All right.
That is all.
We got to take a quick break coming up in the 7 o'clock hour.
Us.
I'm excited for today. Fun stuff. We're going to be talking about...
We got tons of stuff.
Yeah. Shoppers.
Tons of
crazy stories this morning.
Yeah, tons of room for activities.
Yeah.
We got a story about an eagle.
Oh, man. Yeah. We'll be talking about that. Oh. You got to get to our Facebook page, facebook.com/mystaticradio.
Yep.
We will post this video of the eagle who had landed.
Booyah.
Yeah. Also, don't forget, coming up, Comics Corner in the 8 o'clock hour, 9 o'clock, Brain Shock Therapy Live. It's all coming up. You don't want to go anywhere.
It's all happening.
Speaking of happening, City Harmonic, they will be here September 22nd. Details available, mystaticradio.com. You can get your tickets now, actually, for that event. Live at the Lobo with the City Harmonic. Quick break, right back with more Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now,
Static Radio.
Didn't talk over it this time.
Good job.
And it looks like everybody's doing a pretty good job out there this morning. We got some congestion on Paseo to be expected.
Right.
The interstates are green for go.
I like that.
But go cautiously, tread lightly. Hashtag. We have the road construction at I-40 and Unser. Do not forget that. Other than that, it's clear skies and smooth sailing out there right now, Steve. Yeah.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvert campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. Don't forget, coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, man.
Shock Therapy Live.
We already have a plethora of some really good questions, man. If you would like to get a question in for Shock Therapy Live coming up in the 9 o'clock hour with Pastor Nate Heitzig, email us, studio@mystaticradio.com.
Yes.
Or get ready. The phone lines will be open, 505-338-3700. I'm looking through all these things real quick.
Well, we have something we can talk about right here.
Finding stuff right here. Yeah, this is hilariously, sadly, hilariously not. Is this bad? Is this really bad that I thought it was funny?
I don't know. We're going to talk about it. Do we have any patriotic music?
Patriotic? What? Maroon 5 isn't patriotic?
Well, not necessarily. No.
Patriotic music. You're looking for, like, America?
Yeah, not Star Wars.
Oh, man.
Not Superman.
All right. We don't have Lee Greenwood.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. We don't have Proud to Be an American.
This one. That'll work.
Oh, okay. I thought you just said no.
Oh, no.
Like...
Just try it. Yeah, that works. Okay. So we have a story being reported on the internet.
Yep.
Of a bald eagle flying off course into a window.
Yep.
And then falling into a heap
of death.
A heap of death.
During a chapel service.
Ironically enough, on Golden Eagle Day at Oral Roberts University last week, a bald eagle named Lewis was part of... Why would you name a bald... Okay, anyway. Part of a special chapel service marking the start of the 2013 fall semester when things went... horribly wrong.
Oh, I was supposed to hit that. I didn't hit it.
It's okay.
Okay.
Lewis was supposed to fly from the back of the chapel, land on the arm of his handler, probably known as a falconer.
Yeah.
Watch out. Roger Wallace of the World Bird Society, who was standing on the front stage with Oral Roberts University President William Wilson. Instead, Lewis veered off track, swooped over the heads of the students who were chanting USA.
Yes!
USA. And then he inexplicably crashed into the window, fell to the ground in a heap amid gasps and shrieks from the audience. Wow. I guess he was fine. The eagle was fine. No animals were harmed.
That's the only reason I get to laugh.
No animals were harmed in the making of this joke. But it apparently...
It's not a joke. This happened at Oral Roberts University.
I'm going to link this video on
There's
Facebook.
There's a video.
Oh, of course.
Thank you, 2013, and everyone with iPhones or some form of smartphone these days who can videotape everything, because now not only is stupidity contagious, it's also now captured on video. We can see all these wonderful things. Check out the video. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Were you ever at a ceremony where things went horribly awry? Like a graduation ceremony or a wedding ceremony where all of a sudden you're like, oh no. Because you see that all the time in like World's Funniest Home Videos.
Yeah.
Inevitably, somebody falls off the stage, something bad happens. Sadly, dude, this is not funny in any way, shape, or form. I was at a wedding once where the mother of the groom was coming down off the platform during, like, right before getting everything set, okay, getting flowers in place. All right, and everybody's rush, because, you know, wedding, everybody's, like, rushing, trying to get ready, trying to, you know, get everything in place for the wedding.
Right.
Came off the stairs and came off wrong, slipped, broke her leg.
Golly.
No. And it was, like, minutes before, I'm not even joking, like, minutes before the wedding.
Ugh.
So the mother of the groom did not want to miss her son's wedding, so she was at the front of the stage in her chair with, like, her leg out, like, for the ceremony.
Yeah.
And then, like, the second it was over, it was like, no, pronounce your husband and wife. Yay! Okay, get her, and like rushed her to the hospital.
Wow. So she
broke her leg.
She was just grinning and
bearing. And she was
it.
Like, my baby's getting married.
Oh my gosh.
And stayed there for the ceremony. And then like poof, rushed off.
All right, so what I posted the video on Facebook, and what I'm doing right now on the Facebook is facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. If you don't know it already, what's wrong with you?
Yeah.
We might have new listeners. I shouldn't say that.
Yeah. We might have a lot of new listeners, because in the last week, we've had almost 200 new likes on Facebook.
What's that about, bunch of dummies?
I think it's you.
No, it's not. Have you ever witnessed some sort of unexpected catastrophe at a wedding?
It could be anywhere, really.
Graduation, dinner theater.
Dinner theater?
Don't ask.
Okay.
Any sort of ceremony.
505-338-3700 is the phone number if you're just joining us. A bald eagle flew off course at a chapel service to kick off the fall semester at Oral Roberts University. It was supposed to be, you know, this big ceremony. Everybody's chanting USA.
USA! USA!
USA! And the eagle swoops down. It was supposed to circle around.
And all of a sudden,
hit the window.
That it probably sounded a lot more.
Yeah, a much more thunderous.
That was like a love tap on the window.
Yeah, that was like a pigeon flying into the.
It was probably like.
Yeah, dude, bald eagle.
Yeah,
there's some meat behind that.
Boom.
There's some meat behind.
Have you ever seen a bald eagle like in life?
Yes, actually.
Not at the zoo.
Yes.
Okay, cool.
You said in life.
I know, but some people go, yeah, dude, at the zoo. They have
Yeah, no.
They
Colorado.
Got them on the zoo over there.
I'm going to make
on.
You go snowboarding this year. Right. And the drive up to like Durango area, man, it's beautiful.
All right, let me tell you about the time Waverly saw a bald eagle in the wild in America.
Okay.
We were playing a show in Iowa. No. Idaho. I apologize.
How do I not have Proud to Be an American by Lee Greenwood?
That's your fault.
I feel like this is like the music that I need to have. Okay, Bald Eagle.
So anyway, the closest thing that I just thought to playing Lee Greenwood was the Jaws theme. I'm sorry. Anyway, we're in Idaho.
All right.
We play in this town called Kamei, which is wet, like close to Canada.
Right.
We're almost so deep in America, we're in Canada.
Wait, what?
Think about it. Anyway, we're driving south on the highway. There is a creek running beside the road. It is snowing a little bit.
Okay.
So we're freezing. The show was pretty good, but we have a long way to drive.
Keep telling your story. I'm giving it background.
That just happened.
Yeah.
Anyway, driving down the road, and seriously, it's one of those moments where you're like, what am I doing? Because you're in Idaho, it's freezing cold, you're driving through the snow, so you can only go like 40 miles an hour.
But you were living the American dream.
Was I? And then I looked over, and straight up, I wasn't the only one that saw it. Across, like, swooping down across the creek, a bald eagle flew and then landed on a stump on the other side of the creek. And we were all like, if that wasn't a sign from God, I don't know what was. What just happened? Seriously. And that thing was huge.
Yeah, they're huge.
And it landed and just sat there, and we were like, that's a bald eagle. We felt like we had seen a celebrity. Like, it was the same feeling I got that I did when I was in Chicago or New York one time, and I saw Elton John, and I was like, that's it. And the world, like, went...
You saw Elton John?
No lie. I really did. Random. Saw Elton John. He looked really upset, like grumpy.
Well, yeah.
Surrounded by security guards in a full-on purple suit. Not kidding. So anyway, it was the same kind of... It was like...
Hey, that's a bald eagle over there. Don't look. Look, but don't look.
Hurry up.
It's true, though. There's something about the bald eagle. When you see a bald eagle, you just want to, like, straighten up and salute.
Yeah. And it was awesome. It flew over, like, it was a commercial. It flew over the thing and landed on the stump and then just sat up with its puffing its chest out, just sitting there looking for its prey. In the snow by the creek in Idaho.
It's pretty epic.
It was awesome.
505-338-3700, the phone number. Thanks for sharing, man.
You're welcome. Tell us about if you've ever witnessed some sort of unexpected catastrophe.
There you go.
At any type of ceremony, be it wedding, graduation, dinner theater, whatever.
We posted the video at Facebook, facebook.com/mystaticradio.
Maybe it was a baptism.
Yeah.
Maybe it was a child. What is it when your baby
dedication?
Baby dedication. Maybe something terrible happened at a baby dedication.
What?
No, funny though. Not like full on like, oh, the world! You know, nothing like that.
That pastor just dropped a baby!
Oh my gosh, I can't imagine. All right, look. We have some feedback on the Facebooks. And I just clicked the wrong link. Incredible.
Facebook.com/mystaticradio if you would like to chime in on this here conversation.
Okay.
Have you ever witnessed something crazy?
Listen to this.
At a ceremony.
Melissa says, at her wedding, the baker was being arrested for embezzlement. Her husband had to talk to the police, or he had to talk the police out of keeping it for evidence and get it to the church.
The cake?
I guess so. She didn't clarify. My brother almost passed out from the heat of the day and the tux and the candles. I have the video. I think she meant the cake. She didn't clarify.
Well, yeah. I mean, what else would the baker have that they need at a wedding?
Sounds like a baker's dozen to me there, Bob.
Yeah. Looks like that baker was really fond of dough. You see what it did? Because he was embezzling.
That's awful.
Dough.
Somebody call in.
505-338-3700.
I've given you gold, people. Tell me about a funny accident in your life. There's a caller.
Static.
What is up, dude?
Shane!
Dude.
Hey,
okay, so the year is 1995.
Okay, I can picture this.
and I am joining the Navy.
Oh, nice.
I enlist proudly to serve my great country.
Yes, you did, Navy man.
I go through the 3 months of arduous training in Great Lakes, Illinois. And if you've never been, the weather is extreme. So I'm standing at my graduation ceremony.
Oh, no.
And it is so hot outside that when you step off the sidewalk, your foot leaves an imprint in the asphalt. And so you can imagine 400 people, you know, 20, 21, 22 young people standing on this asphalt for, I don't know, 40, 45, an hour straight. And of course you have to be at attention, but the thing they tell you is you don't want to lock your knees.
Right.
Because if you lock your knees,
you're going down.
You're going to pass out.
Yeah.
And so it's the weirdest thing to see people dressed in all white, like little fluffy white ice cream cones, falling out, like all around you.
Yep.
And here's the thing. Nobody running over to grab them.
Right.
Or do anything with them because this is a ceremony.
Right.
For the military. And you shall not pass out, but if you do, you shall do it in a manner consistent with the United States Navy. You know what I mean? Dude, it was insane. It was insane. I don't know how else to say it. Standing at attention, my loved ones cheering me on. You know, we did the full salute. You're standing there at attention. And, like, I don't know, 12, 15 people just fall out in blazing heat and just roasting on asphalt and nobody doing anything.
Wow.
That was weird.
Just dropping like flies.
Dropping like flies, my dude. So anyway, there's my 2 cents, man. You guys have a great day.
You too, Shane. Love you, bro.
So, all right. At that point.
Yeah.
Are you standing there thinking, okay, is this a good or bad omen?
Dude,
I can look at it as I'm still here, or I can look at it as we are dropping like flies.
The only thing I can equate it to for that is I went to a military school, and we had inspections, and we did have things like, and I remember plenty of classmates, same thing. And you just had to stand there because you didn't want to be the one to, like, move, get out of line, and yeah.
Right.
Yeah. 505-338-3700 is the phone number. It's Team Awesome Morning Party. Hey, while you're thinking about it, listening audience, Shane, our dear friend who just called in, he has a long, long day of shooting ahead of him. He's in a movie they're making right now. I'm really, really amped for him. I can't say much more, I know, because I don't know, because he hasn't told me, obviously, because, you know, he can't do that. So, however, if you think about it, pray for our dear friend Shane today while he's on set. I know, speaking of arduous and sun and chaos.
Yeah, we just got a Facebook post, and it's on here. There is an accident at Coors Boulevard South between Paseo Del Norte and Irving. So if you're around there in the Albuquerque area, there you go.
Traffic within traffic within traffic.
Boom. Boom.
Phone call. Static.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
So I have a story, and I'll let you decide if this is a catastrophe or not.
Okay.
Because it was for me, because it was just very traumatic. I didn't think people would do this. But at my high school graduation, we were outside, you know, it was a good little summer day. Well, about 10 minutes into our graduation ceremony, it starts raining on us. Well, it's not a big deal, except all of the girls are wearing white gowns.
Oh, no.
Yes.
No.
So here comes the catastrophe part, because as we're walking up to get our fake diplomas, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
There are three girls and a couple of guys, but three girls that decide to go in and wear nothing underneath their gowns. So,
there you go. Yes, that is a catastrophe. No, that is a catastrophe. And they got their picture taken, right?
Because when you walk down the end of the stage, we have a photographer taking your picture. And you could tell the look on each one of their faces that all hell was going to break loose.
3, 2, 1. Welcome back.
Now back to Team Awesome Morning Party on Static Radio.
Welcome back.
Welcome.
Of course, you never left because the music's so great. You just stay tuned all the time.
Because
we're Static Radio.
Hey, I wanted to throw out a lady Facebooked this while ago and said, not only is there an accident at Coors Boulevard South between Paseo and Irving, There was also, I don't know if it's gotten cleared up, but there was a dog running down Paseo.
Which is always fun.
Slowing down traffic. So, yeah. I don't know if that's been cleared up. She put that on our Facebook about 30 minutes ago.
Which means it's a perfect time to kick into some traffic.
Yeah, like I said, there's a lot of congestion on Paseo close to the accident on Coors Boulevard South between Paseo and Irving.
Okay.
There's a lot of congestion near the road construction. I'm assuming that's because it's been reduced to one lane at Unser and I-40. And then,
wow.
I guess your morning congestion all over Albuquerque.
Paseo and I-40 eastbound look awful.
Yeah, it's pretty busy out there. So, yeah. Keep it tuned here to Static Radio so you're a good driver.
Ah, yes.
And that's your traffic report.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. Are you ready for one of our favorite segments to the morning show? Are you ready?
Yes.
Are you ready?
I'm glad it's not about snakes.
Oh, nerds.
To the Idiot Mobile.
Hey, it's Comics Corner, and I really want to read them, because they're really, really cool, and they really, really need them, and I get them every Wednesday, so that we can be and review them, and it's really Comics Corner!
Just do it, nerd.
Let's do it.
One, two, three, four!
Yep. Yeah, nerd time. Comics Corner, nerd sanctuary.
Hey, Comics Corner, brought to you by Astro Zombies. 3100 Central Avenue Southeast.
This is what happens when you give two nerds, two guys who love comic book lore, a radio show.
That's right.
It was bound to happen.
Exactly. Dude, speaking of bound to happen,
yeah,
we got a lot to talk about this morning. You want to start with comic books?
Yeah, let's focus on a couple of books that, like we said, Astro Zombies.
Yeah.
Kind enough to hook us up with them.
Yeah, so we could review these books for release today.
So you do DC. I'll do Marvel.
Okay, sounds good.
And yeah, go.
So there's been a huge thing going on for the last couple years. Actually, the New 52 kicked off this entire new universe. DC Comics wanted to make it more accessible for people so that if they wanted to start somewhere, hey, let's just reboot the entire universe.
Why not?
Because here's my favorite part. Let's reboot the entire universe because we have so many universes floating around. It's kind of confusing. Mm. So let's be cool. Let's stick to one universe. Then about a year in, they said, hey, check out this new comic. It's called Earth 2.
Oh.
And it's a totally different universe with different heroes, not to confuse you with the first universe. And then today happens. Justice League number 23 released today, and it was part 6 of 6 of the Trinity War. And there's multiple angles that people thought it was coming from. Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman, they've been called the quote-unquote Trinity of the DC comic universe.
It makes sense.
There's three different Justice Leagues. There's Justice League, Justice League of America, and Justice League Dark. So okay. You could say the Trinity of Justice Leagues.
Wow.
Turns out they were all wrong. Now, I don't want to spoil anything. I don't want to give anything away. I will say it wrapped up very nicely, and it's segging way into, I believe it's called Villains Forever, right?
Something like that. Villains Month.
Villains Monthly?
Villains Monthly.
DC likes to do crazy things at times, and the crazy thing that they're doing, which kicks off this next month, is they're having their villains take over the entire DC universe. So
yes.
For the next 3 months, all the comic books you know and love, like Superman and Batman and blah, they're going to have different title names like Joker number one, Riddler number one, Penguin number one, Bane number one, Two-Face number one. They're really changing all of the books to villains so that they can kick off this little limited series called Forever Evil.
Boo.
Where the villains basically, quote-unquote, take over the DC universe. Now, I will say, if you have been reading Justice League and you are preparing for something epic with Trinity War, I believe they did a really good job with it. So, all you DC fans out there, I think the setup is really cool with what they're doing, and now actually would be a perfect time for somebody who's not been reading comics to jump in because Without giving anything away, there it's a really good jumping on point for brand new people to check out DC Comics.
Sweet.
They're kind of changing stuff around. They're doing things differently. What about you, my friend?
All right, now, why did you turn on this when I'm about to talk about Marvel? Yeah, spill your coffee. You should have been playing that the whole time.
I almost spit coffee out my nose.
Good.
Gosh, man.
You deserved it.
All right.
We don't have any Marvel music.
Yes, we do. What
this
do we
place
don't have
is
any Marvel
biased.
Music. I'm going to bias your face.
Why?
Because we do have Marvel music. Talk. Gosh.
Thank you. Okay, cool. So anyway, what's going on in the Marvel universe? Kind of, it's funny because DC has the big JLA thing going on.
Yeah.
Marvel has the big Avengers thing going on. And if you
imagine that.
Imagine that. If you're new to comics, you will find oftentimes these two companies compete against each other in the very same way. It's like, oh yeah, well that character is doing that. Well then in our universe, our character equivalent is going to do that.
Do you remember when Captain America died and then shortly thereafter Batman died?
Yes.
And then Bucky took over Cap? Robin took over as for Batman.
Wow.
And it was almost the same story being told at the same time from these two companies. I swear there's like a mole in both companies.
Ooh, like, there's a mole.
They're about to do a big Avengers crossover. We should do a Justice League crossover.
Well,
which is dumb. Here's why it's dumb. I only have so much money.
Oh.
I'm not going to buy all your stupid crossover comic books
no.
at the same time. So whichever one's better, chances are that's going to get the love. Trinity War's been okay, but let's talk what Marvel's doing.
Let's okay, right now Marvel's it has been doing okay. They kind of did a new 52-ish reboot, not so much. They didn't
right.
completely start over. And
but
I guess
they, yeah.
I guess DC didn't really either.
No, that DC
of.
No, they
except
rebooted.
For Batman and Green Lantern, right?
Batman and Green Lantern did not reboot.
It's confusing. I don't want to get into it. It's so confusing. It's like every day I ask Steve-O, now what happened with Batman?
Yeah.
What happened with Green Lantern? How does that make sense?
It doesn't.
Anyway.
DC.
Marvel kind of started this thing. It's called Marvel Now, and it pretty much was just a jumping on point.
Yeah.
Where if you saw, you know, like Avengers, and you're like, man, that movie was so cool. I'd love to read the comics so I could know what's, you know who these people are a little bit more. They did a thing called Marvel Now, where they
yeah.
kind of kick-started,
all new number ones.
All new number ones, but it was still in the same, I
yeah.
guess, reality.
Just a good jumping on
yeah,
point.
Yeah, good jumping on point. Anyway, since the beginning of Marvel Now, a guy named Jonathan Hickman has been writing Avengers. And it has been, I'm still catching up. It's leading into a huge event called Infinity, which will introduce Thanos, who, if you saw Avengers, if you didn't, I'm about to spoil the end for you, so quit listening. Spoiler
alert.
Well,
it's just the post-credit scene.
Right, it's a post-credit scene. There's a guy at the end of the credit scene that turns around and smiles. His name is Thanos, and he's like the big bad in the Marvel Universe.
When that movie came out, I got so many texts from people
who
because
was
I'm the nerd. Hey, who's the big purple
yeah.
guy?
Yeah.
Hey, who was that big purple guy?
Yeah. And so that guy's name is Thanos. He's
mm-hmm.
he's the Mad Titan. So he's some kind of like otherworldly extraterrestrial being that's just crazy. And his thing is he's in love with death.
Mm-hmm.
Not death in general, but the personification of death, which in the Marvel Universe is a woman.
Yeah.
He is in love with this woman, Death.
And she
and so,
is made happy by death.
By death. So that's what
so
his
he's
whole
like, I'm
going to
go kill a bunch of superheroes.
Yes. And so
yes.
right now they are building to this huge thing called Infinity that is happening.
Yeah, it's happening.
It's
right
happening
now.
Right now. And I guess Thanos is kind of in there. Like I said, I'm not caught up
oh,
yet.
Oh, man.
But what I'm reading right now is I'm catching up on Avengers and New Avengers.
Yeah.
And the way that it's all starting to weave
mm-hmm.
together is so cool. Like, what you have, it's kind of a multi-dimensional thing.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's
which
where,
is hilarious
yes.
when you look at what's happening in
NJ.
Okay.
But anyway, so we're doing a lot of parallel universe collision and war and in both big comic companies. So
yeah.
The Infinity thing, though, the way that Jonathan Hickman has written it, it's so, it is weaving.
Yeah.
And then from what Sebo tells me, when I get to the payoff point,
oh,
it's going to be like, whoa!
Here's the thing, though. I will say this. I have a 9 and 7-year-old. Jack and Luke love the Avengers. We watch the cartoons. They saw the movie. They've seen all the superhero movies.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing with the comic book. If you do not work at Sandia Labs or in Los Alamos at the labs, chances are you're not going to understand a lot of it.
Yeah, it's kind
of
heady.
It's like quantum mechanical, physical, da-da-ba-da. And I'm like, dude, Fantastic Four, is there any, like, way that you could dumb this down for me? Because I don't understand what you just said, yeah. Interdimensional, fantastical,
before
quantum mechanical physics.
Jumping on the Avengers thing,
what?
Jonathan Hickman wrote, he had a fantastic run on Fantastic Four.
I see what you did.
Which is... always kind of been like a high science comic book, whatever.
And he's turning it into basically the Marvel Universe is like high science now.
Oh, it's so
it's
cool.
Really good, but you have to have a thesaurus next to you. You have to have a dictionary next to you.
Which is good, because we all want to be a little smarter.
Yes, I wish I had C.S. Lewis sitting next to me.
Gestalt.
Because I could just be like, hey, C.S. Lewis, what does this mean? And he'd be like, oh, dot, 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 dot. And then he'd be like, why did I ask you? Because you didn't dumb that down
you,
for me
you
at
weren't
all.
Here.
That didn't even help me. That didn't help me at all.
And so then
C.S.
you turn
Lewis.
Around and you have Billy Corgan on the
there
other
you
side.
Go.
You're like, what does this mean? He's like, well, I believe
the
like
existential
this,
qualities.
The and then you'd be like, oh, why do Man. I hang out with these people?
Yeah. Where's my name is Earl guy when I need him?
Jason Lewis.
Jason Lee.
Lee, yes.
Love that guy.
So anyway, yeah, if you are interested in Parallel Universe War.
And man, needing a master's degree in reading comic books.
Yeah, this is actually a really good time to jump
in. It's great.
Yeah. And I highly, highly recommend, after every few issues, Marvel and DC will issue hardcovers,
yep.
graphic novels
yeah.
with the issues collected. That's a great way to either jump in or get somebody, like if you know somebody that wants to jump in and it's their birthday, that's a great way to get them in there.
Did you know that the library, local library here in Albuquerque, a lot of the libraries around town, you can actually check out comic books?
Yeah.
Great way to catch up.
That's a great way to catch
yeah.
up.
And
then
it's free.
Wherever you are in this United States, it's just a simple Google search away from finding your local comic book store.
Ah, there you go.
So there you go. And
yeah.
that is all for this comic specific part.
Boom! All right.
Of Nerd Place. Which is...
Oh, man. Moving on.
We're
going
to move on to movies. Because now comic books are not only in book form, they are taking over all of our senses.
That's because everybody from our childhood is now in their 30s, and they have money to make movies, and they want to make what they loved from their childhood. So, of course, we're being inundated with so many superhero movies. I'm not complaining.
I am not complaining either. I am actually very excited about it.
Yeah, we talked about Ben Affleck as Batman and saw an immediate backlash.
Woo!
I'm still standing by it that I think he's going to be amazing.
Yeah, that's probably the biggest comic book movie
yeah.
story right now is Ben Affleck is Batman. I think me and Steve are both of the opinion Ben Affleck is going to be great. But I do understand where a lot of people are like, no.
A lot of news from that movie, actually. Henry Cavill this week was quoted. He plays Superman in the Man of Steel movie. He said he's stoked. He can't wait to work with Ben Affleck. Now, of course, you could say, well, that's obviously the movie political answer because you're going to work with him anyways regardless and might
right.
as well have a good relationship. But I believe that he's probably pretty stoked. It's also come out that Ben Affleck had been in talks to play Batman for some time. And the only reason he would be willing to accept it is if he got to have a hand in the script for Man of Steel 2, which it looks like he will be able to get his hands on the script and help out a little bit, which I'm stoked about, especially if you've seen The Town.
Or Argo.
Or Argo.
Man, Argo was awesome.
Yeah, man, lots of Oscars for
yes.
Ben Affleck. So anybody who is bummed by Ben Affleck, stop saying Geely and Daredevil. Everybody's got a past as far as the East is from the West, all
sure,
right?
I believe.
No
longer.
Love keeps no record of wrongdoing. Just let it go. That was a decade ago.
That was a decade ago,
all right?
People.
I did things a decade ago I'm not proud of either.
Do you think Bryan Cranston's all about his little time on Malcolm in the Middle right now? Probably not. But would any of us argue if he actually were cast as Lex Luthor?
Which it's looking like it's not official. We've heard for 2 days now that he is officially cast. Rolling Stone magazine even came out and said, yeah, it's official.
But it is not
official.
It is
not official. So
no.
This is what happens when you just take news and believe everything that you hear. Because Bryan Cranston being cast as Lex Luthor, not official.
Though it would be really cool.
It would be very,
so we
very
were
cool.
hoping that they would make it official, and they have not yet. Also,
yeah.
in other comic movie news, Vin Diesel is going to be a character in a movie called Guardians of the Galaxy, which you have never heard of.
Probably not.
But once it comes out, I think everybody's going to be stoked on it.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's going to be a character called Groot.
Yep.
That literally only says, I am Groot. That's all he ever says. And he says it, he's like, I am Groot. And then he'll be like, I am Groot. And that's all he does.
It's like how we can say dude in 17 different ways with different inflections, and it means so much.
So much.
That's pretty much all that he's going to say is, I am Groot. His another character from the film that you will never have known up until this very moment when I say it is Rocket Raccoon.
Oh, yeah.
Team Awesome Morning Party. In the morning, it's a party. That's why it's called Team Awesome Morning Party. That's all I got.
And that's awesome.
Yep. Steve-O.
Mateo. Steve-O and Mitch in the morning.
Welcome to the show. Now, you were just telling me the story off air.
Yeah.
In what could possibly be the greatest story of all time.
What would you do if you found out that one of your most prized possessions had been stolen, and then you found that thing on Craigslist? Unfortunately, it's becoming more and more of a common tale.
Yeah,
nowadays. But what if your prized possession was a bicycle?
Okay.